promoting a healthy lifestyle this update. Brought to you in partnership with the Diabetic Health Clinic and station sponsor, Fenwix. Real fresh, real quality, unreal taste. The 106.5 Healthy Lifestyle Club.
We are continuing the 106.5 Healthy Lifestyle Challenge, and Peter Pratt from the Diabetic Health Clinic has been happy to join us again this morning. Thanks for joining us again, Peter.
No problems. Good morning, Steve.
It's great to have you on board. Last time we started talking about the juicing as essentially the dietary replacement, dropping all of the processed foods and going strictly on to juicing. Now, you actually did this for 30 days, is that correct?
That's right. It's incredible, isn't it? You wouldn't believe it.
I am having trouble believing it, but what are the sorts of fruits and vegetables that you juiced that maybe didn't work initially, but ones that you found were working?
Well, I was pretty lucky from the point of view that after watching that movie that we spoke about, Fat, Sick and Nearly Dead, it was very obvious to me that the predominant thing that should go into the juices were vegetables.
Okay. So not so much of the sweeter fruits and things.
That's correct.
As tasty as that might sound.
That's correct.
What sort of proportions are we talking here?
Well, it's interesting how God has designed our food. So from a nutritional point of view, if you look at vegetables, if you juice through the whole colour spectrum, so from white to the dark greens, and you juice the colours equally during a period of time, whether it's a day, 2 days, you will get nutritionally everything that you need.
All right. And about what? About 80-20 vegetable fruit? Is there a...
You would put predominantly in vegetables, and you'd maybe just put one or two fruit in just to sweeten it.
Okay.
The rule is no more than 20% fruit.
Right.
Because you still are concentrating a fair amount of sugar. You can imagine if you juice down 10 apples, that's a lot of sugar in there as well.
Well, you're drinking nice apple juice, but yes, you're getting all the goodness of the apples, but none of the goodness of that full spectrum that you mentioned with
Correct.
All the vegetables.
And for a diabetic, it is important to stop the sugar. Later on, as things improve, it's quite safe to eat whole foods that contain sugar. But initially, when you're dealing with the situation of trying to get your sugar levels down to what they should be, you don't want to overuse even fruit sugar.
Now, we're not talking about this being what you drink for the rest of your life. You've said that you went for 30 days. The DVD, the gentleman there, went 60 days. There's a change that I guess not only happens dietarily, but there's also a change that happens between the ears too, with mentally, in terms of what's changing there. Can you briefly tell us how that's having an effect?
Absolutely. So the first little period you die because you're getting rid of your sugar addiction. After that, you actually start to feel quite good.
Okay.
You get up in the morning after that sugar addiction is broken, you think, wow, this is okay. And as time progresses, the longer you juice for, the first thing that starts to happen is you actually start to forget the taste of food. It's an incredible process. I'm looking at a steak thinking, no, I used to eat this stuff. I'm smelling it, but I can't describe the taste. So one of the things that happens is that you actually lose the memory of all the foods that you were hooked on, that you loved.
Interesting you say that. We might talk more about your specific experience and I guess the highs and the lows next time. Mm-hmm. But if you'd like to find out more about Peter's free diabetic health clinics, then jump onto the website, that exact word, diabetichealthclinic.org, all as one word. And if you have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, click on the link on the bottom left there, or also click on the links to the Facebook page and you'll get up-to-date advice of what's happening there too. And we'd love for you to be a part of the 106.5 Healthy Lifestyle Challenge. Peter, thanks for joining us again today.
It's been a pleasure.
This Healthy Lifestyle Update brought to you in partnership with the Diabetic Health Clinic and station sponsor, Fenwix. Real fresh, real quality, unreal taste. To join the Healthy Lifestyle Club, call 106.5 REMA FM 54 422 833.